And I think he's added so much, and I appreciate your comments both to him and to myself in regard to what he's added to the momentum of our worship with his singing and leading. So please bear these things in mind as far as the prayer is concerned. The Word of God declares, whatsoever man purposeth in his soul to give, so let him give, not grudgingly nor of necessity, for God loveth the gracious giver. Now, giving is given, as we have already noted, one of the great tests of faith. First of all, giving is for the person who has accepted Christ as Savior. So if you're here this morning and have never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please do understand that an offering plate is of no issue to you whatsoever. The only issue before you is the offering on the cross, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Therefore, you are here to receive the great gift of salvation, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. If you have personally accepted Christ as Savior, then it becomes our responsibility and our duty. It becomes our privilege. Giving is one of the great acts of faith. We have already studied last Sunday morning some of the concepts of giving and the motivation why people give and why they do not. But any realm in the spiritual realm, any giving that is not oriented to your relationship with God is giving with some type of strings and some type of control, something else in mind, earning something from God, going to buy God, going to buy a blessing from God. And that is all, again, as we've already studied so many times, not founded in God's Scripture. But giving is one of the great acts of faith. Because what a person does is they take money that they could be buying, they could buy to purchase things for their own life, their home, travel, whatever it may be, and they say, no, I'm going to take this and invest it in eternity. I so much believe in the truthfulness of heaven and hell that I want to give as unto the Lord for the spreading of the gospel and for the dissemination of the Word of God. So that giving becomes one of the great physical acts of faith. There is no proof of what you're giving that money to. It is simply a manifestation of your faith. With these principles in mind, then, let us prepare ourselves for this facet of worship and prayer. Heavenly Father, as we enter into the phase of worship of giving, first of all, Father, we are reminded of the political, economic freedom that we enjoy in America, the freedom to do with our lives and our resources as we see fit, a marvelous political freedom and economic freedom on planet Earth. To have that type of freedom to do with our lives, worship where we will, spend our money how we will. And we are most appreciative, Heavenly Father, for the military forces that provide this economic freedom from forces from without. We pray this Christmas Eve morning, Heavenly Father, for so many military personnel all over the world who right now are serving to provide us with to protect us in regard to this freedom. And Heavenly Father, regardless of political position, we pray especially for our military personnel who will find themselves in the area of Bosnia, away from their families this Christmas. Many of those young men and women are Christians. We pray for them in their witness of Christ.